The armed forces of the Russian Federation continue their armed aggression against Ukraine. The military political leadership of the Russian Federation began to take measures to covertly mobilize reservists in order to bring military units to the wartime establishment. In the selection of candidates, preference is given to persons with combat experience. Privates, sergeants, and officers are subject to mobilization. The main regions for mobilization have also been identified: Krasnodar Krai, Perm Krai, the republics of Dagestan, Ingushetia, and Kalmykia, the general staff of the armed forces of Ukraine informs. The main motivating factor for reservists is financial rewards. In addition, it's a growing opinion among the Russian population that participants in the war with Ukraine can improve their financial situation through so-called taking trophies, i.e. robbery and looting. The command of the armed forces of the Russian Federation expects to mobilize about 60,000 people. Equipping the wartime establishment with weapons and military hardware will be conducted by removing the obsolete equipment from storage. Some samples have been stored at bases and warehouses for more than 30 years. As for the situation at the front, the defenders of Ukraine repulsed 7 enemy attacks in the territory of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, destroying 2 enemy armored elements, 43 vehicles, and a mortar with its crew. Over the past day, the anti-aircraft missile forces of the Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine hit 6 air targets: 3 aircraft, Su-34, Su-35, an Il-22 repeater aircraft, 1 helicopter, and 2 cruise missiles. As for the air control point on Il-22, it became known that the plane was damaged, the cockpit was depressurized, and the pilots made an emergency landing at Rostov Airfield. The Air Force aircraft continued to launch missile and bomb attacks on enemy concentration areas, columns of military equipment, and logistics centers. Fighters of the Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine prevented the activities of enemy aircraft in certain areas, and covered strike groups, bombers, and assault aircraft. Natalia Toleb,